Just coming into a comfortable seat or posture for stillness. Get grounded together, land in our bodies, in the here and now. We're coming together on this particular night at the Lunar New Year, in January of 2024. On this Lunar New Year, we are exiting the year of the dragon, entering the year of the snake. Vast, powerful, cosmic, serpentine energy transmuting into subtle, powerful, earth-rooted serpentine energy. From big and flying to small and sidewinding, slithering, crawling, tunneling, spiraling. And from sky to earth, we continue in the wood element, and we move from the yang, expansive energy, to the yin, internal. A welcoming yin wood snake. And so, in honor of the new year, the turnover of the year in this system, a meditation to cleanse the heart of whatever might be left over from this past year and open into the new year. Beginning by letting the body come into stillness. Set down whatever's in the mind. And deepen the breath. Inviting a sense of the breath through the whole body. Can bring the in-breath in full and lengthen the exhale, so the out-breath really empties completely, long and slow. There's a sense of relaxing and letting go on the out-breath, drawing in fresh energy in the in-breath. We're washing the body with the breath, fresh breath in and letting go on the out. Anytime the mind wants to wander into thought, bring it right back. The thinking we want to do is on purpose and guided here. So any other thinking, just setting it aside for now. Just as we would clean our house, top to bottom, clearing out clutter and old dirt as part of a transition into a new season, a new year. First, we'll attend to this year that is ending, beginning with our own actions. This is in a way a forgiveness practice, and a letting go practice. Direct your attention to this whole past year, which may seem vast. Maybe it flew by, or maybe it crawled by. But by any measure, a lot happens in a year. See if you can just feel back through the seasons to last January. Remembering through the year. You might remember backwards through the, if you're in the northern hemisphere, the winter season that we're in, back into the fall. You can go one season at a time backwards. Of course, if you're in the southern hemisphere, you flip that to your own seasons, remembering back through the summer to the spring. In each season, see if you can feel the tone of the of those months for you. What was it like? Was it stressful? Was it joyful? What happened? Very broadly, without getting lost in any particular story. But get a sense first just of the tone of the season. And walk back through the year until you get a sense of the tone of this year. And first, let's just feel if there's any specific things that we did. So tuning into our own actions. And look just for kind of big things that happened, of those sticky ones that may jump out at you, or that you may remember, like, oh, that conversation didn't go well, or that I wish had been different. Just noting a small number of things that really stand out that you would like to let go of. Maybe you're not ready to resolve, maybe they are not resolved or they're ongoing. We're just planting the seed that we might let go of whatever is sticking in the heart for the new year. And we're just seeing what comes as you open to this invitation. I did actions that were unclear or caused harm intentionally or unintentionally this past year. My intention is to find forgiveness and let go. Not take the contraction of the heart into the new year. Maybe this just means holding tenderly ourselves and the acknowledgement that we have acted in ways that may be unskillful. And to just hold the intention to do better as we go forward. See what comes. See what you can meet with the breath. Don't let the mind get looped into stirring it up. You can just bow to it. This happened, or I did this, I said this. You could say, I'm sorry. I'll try to do better. And then whatever's come in this specific reflection, you can let it go or let it wash through. And then just feeling the year, just generally the tone or the energy of the year. general energy, whether it was stressful or celebratory, easeful or difficult. And if there's anything in the energy of this year that you would like to set down, to refresh, to not go forward with. You might just note that, feel it. And just know in yourself, this I would like to put down. Not take this stress, this anxiety, this worry, this fear, this anger or resentment or confusion into the new year. In whatever way this inquiry into the past year unfolds, see where it goes for another minute or so, with the intent to set down and not bring into the new year anything we no longer need. And then, as if we've dusted and swept and washed the house for the new year, with all the doors and windows open to the sunshine, we begin to set the house of the body, the heart, for the new year. And you might begin by making the altar. And of course, physically, this is a beautiful thing to do in your own house. In the body, in the mind, this can begin by remembering that which we are devoted to or venerate. And it can alter by bringing in beauty, like flowers, candlelight, beautiful scents. You might scent the house. Internally, and we'll take refuge at the end of this meditation as part of this resetting. But you might just begin by inviting in some of the beautiful or wholesome qualities that you value. Feel into some part of your practice or your life right now that would either benefit from invoking one of the wholesome qualities that you would like more of. If you want to invite more joy or calm or curiosity or energy or love, compassion, joy, equanimity, gratitude. And think of a quality or two that you would like to invite, and invite them. May I open into greater joy this year. May I have the energy to serve the well-being of others more powerfully, with less overwhelm or exhaustion. What's the invitation that you would make for yourself? Just invite that energy in. as if you're bringing an image or a natural object into an altar and placing it there. Then, in addition to these specific beautiful qualities, just inviting overall wellness, well-being, all the goodness possible to touch your life this coming year. As you breathe with that, you might imagine with the in-breath that all of these beautiful qualities are flowing into your newly cleansed house, the heart, hearth of your life. So in this setting of intention and letting go of the year previous, we focus on our own actions and our own practice, because that's what we have the most direct influence on. But we can wish then in our practice that our actions and our words be of service to others. And so we can say the metta phrases here, the phrases for loving kindness. I'll say my usual variations, and you can repeat them or change them, say your own variations. And I'll just say them for all beings. May all beings everywhere be safe and protected from harm. May all beings everywhere be happy and peaceful. May all beings everywhere be strong in body and mind. May all beings everywhere live with the ease of well-being. We can just let the wish for the well-being of all and our invitation of the beautiful qualities really fill out the body, the energetic body, the space around the body, the room you're in, the building you're in or near, the space around the buildings, flowing out into the world, radiating the wish for well-being. Many of you will be familiar with the Buddhist invocation known as the Three Refuges and the practice of going for refuge. This is the quintessential setting of intention, creating of a clear, protected space for spiritual practice in the Buddhist tradition. In this practice, we call upon three sublime forces for protection as we seek the deathless, as we seek the truth, as we seek deep well-being. These three are the Buddha, the historical teacher Siddhartha Gautama, and the principle of the awakened teacher that we touch into anytime we turn toward what is true. The second of these refuges or jewels is the Dhamma, the teachings of the Buddha that support this practice and the truth that the teachings point to, the truth that is revealed through practice and insight and matures as wisdom. And the third of these is the Sangha, the community of beings devoted to the path that we walk with and are taught by and supported by. So going for refuge to these three at the turn of the year, we invite the support of these cosmic, earthy, available everywhere all the time forces to support us on our path in our cultivation, particularly when the conditions of the world make practice feel more difficult, less easily available to us. That's why they're refuges or protections. So I'll chant these refuges in Pali. I'll leave a little space after each one so that you can repeat it. And we set the wheel rolling in our own hearts for the year that is just beginning or just about to begin. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Ti saranagamana nititam. We have taken the three refuges. As we come to a close, just feel how the practice of clearing out, bringing in new energy, setting intention, going for refuge, how it just rings in the body, in the heart. And then we'll let it go. Hi, blessings in your practice. Thanks for watching. If these resources are supportive for your meditation and your practice, liking and subscribing helps the channel. And there are links in the description below to donate to support the Sangha and my own teaching. And you're welcome to come and join the Tuesday night gathering, which is on donation and open to all. And you can find information for that on the website. So blessings in your practice. Take care.